Truth be told, I feel like I'm the best with this. I put it all together, they a mess with this. A rapper and a teacher, I'm a vet with this. If you a hater, blame God, I was blessed with this. Look, Trump thinks Chicago should give it up. When lights off, a lot of people start switching up. It seemed close, but the politics be really far. What you do when they ain't looking, that's who you really are. You see, this thing was made for an educator. To talk to the people, give them something greater. I be coming all humble and stuff. Now you a star if you game bang, get on the mic and mumble some stuff. And ladies, I don't really care about your gram likes, cause showing your body ain't all a real man likes. And you wonder why he treats you like a little toy, cause you keep giving your gift to a little boy. Too many young people shooting, making me lose it. Ain't nothing tough about it, cause anybody can do it. Forget supporting each other or how we supposed to be brothers. These boys' hearts is cold. They wasn't loved by their, raised by their grandmothers, cause the love was sweet. But then she passed away and they resort to the streets, and ain't no love in the streets. Pops locked in prison, or you can't even see him without the court's permission. Listen, sorry I ain't talking about gang stuff, but I'd rather talk about something that might change stuff. I ain't never sold crack rock. Grew up in streets where they'd kill you if your hat cocked. Take a pick, everybody say, since you backdrop. I got a slot to teach and thought I hit the jackpot. A few degrees, so who cares if a rapper like a master's and teacher? Don't compare me, I am nothing like them. They think gangsters shooting or getting penetration. I think gangsters helping my whole generation. They ain't real, they just tell you what you wanna hear. A black man teacher needed just like Obama here. See, it's a war and every mind is a weapon. So my verse is like an email attached as a message. I hear them, they like, P, you on that conscious stuff. I'm on that bring my people together and conquer stuff. Too many kids not knowing about their next meal, and these rappers rapping about popping the X pill. Chill. I ain't saying that I'm better, but I'm smarter, cause I choose to use my words way clever. And I get it, a lot of us ain't never had stuff. Feel like we on the escalator when it come to bad stuff. But rise, that's what we supposed to do. We all trying to fix it, so what we supposed to screw? Don't make a bad decision, go and get it the smarter way. Shacking without a penny, have to get it the harder way. Don't got a Rockefeller just to get it the Carter way. And pray that one day we can celebrate Father's Day. Sorry I ain't talking about gang stuff, but I'd rather talk about something that might change stuff. Damn. Shout out WGN Radio. Shout out Marshall Media. Shout out Shopedia. Shout out JT the Don. Rise.
I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. This is your host, Marsha, and I have a very conscious rapper in the studio with me today, but he's more than a rapper. He's more than a conscious rapper. He is also a teacher. He goes by the name of Shy P.
Yes.
But I don't know if we need to give him both names. Is it Shy P? But then when he go to school in the morning, he's Mr. Moore.
Yes.
But we're going to go ahead and say Mr. Pierre Moore is with us as well.
Yes.
So thank you for joining us here at Shypedia on WGN Plus.
Thank you.
Definitely a pleasure. And I mean, what you just did right there was just outstanding.
Thank you.
I saw your performance a few weeks back on Fox.
Thank you.
That's one of our competitors, but that's okay. You know, that's okay because you're here now.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And you did your thing.
Yes, thank you.
And it was very inspiring to see the video because I see this black, young, intelligent man here spreading great words for our youth, which is really important because it's not very common to see a lot of conscious rappers around now.
Thank you.
And in fact, when I first heard you, you sound like Common. I can hear Common under that. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
Yeah, I heard that multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
Let's find out who Shy P is.
Yes.
Who are you, Shy P?
Shy P, I'm just me. I'm whatever God is making me to be, because I can have my own ideas of what I am, but it's whatever he want me to be, because I ain't never expect to be no teacher. I ain't never think I was going to be rapping and teaching and stuff like that. So whatever he's kind of molding me to be, you know, I think that I'm a black boy from the west side of Chicago who moved to the suburbs, who got a good education, went to junior college, went to, you know, community college, went to university. You know, I got two associates. I got my bachelor's in communications. I got my master's in educational leadership. I'm working on my doctorate in educational leadership and higher education administration. So I rap, you know what I'm saying? And the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing is because we don't have to be in a box. A lot of us let society tell us how we need to be, and we just in this box. Like, you're more than just a media person. You're more than a media host. You know, you're more than just a black one. You got so many talents that you have, and the world needs to see it. And that's what I'm doing. You know, that's why that's the image that I want to give. I want to inspire people. You know, you don't have to be just a worker. You know, you can be an owner. You can be an entrepreneur. You can be an actor. You can be whatever. Just go after it. Don't let society tell you what box you have to fit in. And I'm trying to break that box. So
you're definitely doing it. And I can tell, you know, let's talk about the stereotypes of a black man. Let's get down and dirty. Let's start out. You're beating the odds. You know, you're painting a different picture.
Yes.
And usually the stereotypes of a black man will be, if you're from the west side of Chicago,
yes,
then life will be maybe crime, drugs,
yes,
jail, or the cemetery.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so he beat the odds.
Right.
And how were you able to do this? What inspired you? What helped you get to this point in your life?
You know, I think the most important thing, Marsha, honestly, is I saw everything I didn't want to be. Like, what people don't do, they, you know, you don't always have to know how to get to a place, but you can know where you don't want to go for sure. And as I was growing up, I saw a lot of drugs. I saw a lot of crime. Hell, my family was involved in it. You know what I'm saying? To be 100 honest with you. And my what really changed my life is, you know, we moved to the suburbs and I was able to go to school. I was able to see a different perspective. I was able to see diversity. And my mother had me at 13 years old. So before she even went to high school, you know, I was born. So you're talking about somebody who had a mother at 13 who was now a doctoral student who grew up for the latter part on the west side of Chicago. So it can be done. We just have to not make any excuses and use excuses and say we can't do this, we can't do that. I'm also working on a book called The Societal Conditioning of a Black Man. And in it, I'm talking about what you're talking about. Like, it don't have to be a school to pipeline system that you have to be a part of. But also that's being practiced right now in the schools with the uniform,
mm-hmm,
you know, with the going from one class to the next and being told what to do and how to do it.
So what do you think is happening here? You know, you had a good point right there with the uniform.
Yeah.
That was something that I always thought about.
Yeah.
It looks like they're preparing our children
for prison.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that. I work in these schools, and unfortunately I have to be, you know, I have to be honest. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, I remember when I was in the suburbs, we didn't have police like in the school. They were outside the school just in case anything popped off. I get that. But a lot of times in Chicago, like, there's police literally in the school, and it make me look like, you think I can't control myself? Like, you think I'm not disciplined enough? Why do you have, you know, that's what I would, you know, just me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see the difference, and we have to get more, I'm going to say it. I got to say it, Marsha.
Say
we
it.
Have to get more men of color in these schools. We have to have more men in these schools and in the educational system in general. It's like 80% to almost 90% women across the country that's teachers. And this including professors, secondary education, and early childhood education. We have to have more men.
Explain, why do you feel that way?
I don't recall in all of the years and all of the degrees I have, I can count how many guy male teachers on one hand that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to men of color, I maybe had like two or three. And I'm working on a doctor right now, Marsha, so you can just, you can imagine how many years I've been doing school, mm-hmm. and I'm still doing school. And it just, we telling these black boys that's growing up in the inner city, like I was saying in my song, without a mother, without a father, without a good role model who in a drug and gang impoverished neighborhood, we telling them, go be great. Mm-hmm. And we not giving them no resources, no tools to go be great. And not only that, we telling the schools in Chicago to meet the same expectations as a school in Naperville, where they have two family homes, you know, is high money out there, high resources. We telling them to meet those same goals, even though the socioeconomic is, you know, that's different. The communities are different. What you're going through is different. The gangs, the safety, all of that stuff is different. But we saying, go be great and be doctors and lawyers just like them.
You know, you said one thing that was key. That's missing. Mm-hmm. You said a black man is missing from the schools, mm-hmm. but also we're missing the black men in our families.
Yes.
And that leads to the fact that our families are so out of order.
Yes.
And therefore you have single mothers.
Got to talk about it.
And just like in your song, you mentioned grandma.
Yes. Yes, I'm talking about it because
this is real. Yeah.
Like, you know, my mother raised me. I'm not taking any credit away from my mother, but my grandma was very instrumental in that. She had to be.
I think most grandmothers are.
Most grandmothers are, correct.
That's how it is.
I'm telling you, in the school system now, in the schools that I work in all across Chicago Public School, I got to be honest with you, Marsha, I see more grandmothers than I do mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Coming, and then you're talking about a 16, 17 year old kid with a 70 year old woman. No disrespect, but she can't
do generational.
Nothing with,
this is generational.
She can't do nothing with, and also put it out there. We have to let men in our families. We can't let these courts continue to break families apart. We have to, like, okay, we're not gonna run to the court for everything.
Yeah.
We have to be two adults. You know, and work it out. You know what I mean? Let's be honest, Marsha. I've been through the court system. I got custody of my son, but I fought like hell to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have that diligence, if I didn't have that knowledge, that education, I would be another quote unquote deadbeat or part time. Because I was called that before I got custody of my child. I was called a weekend dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these courts are skewed towards women.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it for years. You know what I mean? My son, I have custody of my son. So I'm not saying this and I'm not bitter or nothing. I'm just telling what I see. You know what I mean? And, you know, I had the better situation and I still had to fight. And she had a horrible situation. You know what I mean? And it's still like, you know, we just gonna give them to the women. And we have to, as black people, as black men and black women that lay down with each other and have kids, we have to be accountable both ways.
Yep.
Equally.
Yeah.
Equally.
Absolutely.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
I feel as though it has to be fair all across the board. You know, it takes two people. Two mm-hmm. people made this decision.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And so, therefore, you usually have the mother who's the
primary.
That's the primary caretaker of the child.
Right.
Which is natural.
Whether her situation is terrible
whether
or not.
Whether it's
whether
terrible
she got the
not.
Finance to take care of the child
yep.
or not.
Yep.
And I'm just saying that we have to, as people, no matter if you're black, whatever, we have to be like, okay, look, I know what the court's going to say. Let's make this decision what's best for the child.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a better situation, maybe I should, and you do this, and vice versa.
The question is, why can't we not get it together? What is it?
As a person that's been in the courtrooms a whole lot, I'm going to be totally honest with you. So, Marsha, let's say, for example, me and you, we had a child. I'm sorry, baby. I'm just giving an example.
No. Ebony. Ebony's over here. Hey, Ebony.
Hey, Ebony.
Ebony's over here.
So what I'm saying, let's say, for example, me and you had a child, right? The court is going to be lenient towards you. And if you're not educated enough, if you don't have enough education to be like, you know what? This might not be what's best for the child. You're going to go to the courts. You're going to get you some child support. And you're going to milk it for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can do it. It's like somebody saying, I'm going to give you free money.
I think that really, you're a great example, because at the end of the day, it's about you fighting for them.
Yes.
Because how could you really love your child? You know, you say you really love them with all my heart.
Yes.
But what are you willing to go through to get your child?
I got
to
say this too, Marshall, on behalf of the guys. It's one thing to go back and forth with the mother of your child. It's another thing to fight with the courts.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting jumped. And I've been there where I said, you know what? I'm too stressed. I don't want to deal with this no more.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of guys really do that. Because they like, look, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of coming. And it don't be nothing against the child. It's just I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to go through 18 years of courts and getting my finances taken away from me and getting my taxes taken. You know, you don't want to. You become to a point where you're like, I don't want to fight no more.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I'm saying, go ahead.
Yeah.
So that's where fathers is at.
That's from a male perspective.
Yes.
Now, I'm a female.
Correct.
I am a mother.
I understand.
Okay, and I have children, of course. You know, I'm not with the dad.
Correct.
Okay. In my situation, mm-hmm. I decided to not mess with the courts.
Okay.
You know.
You're rare.
Marsha. Because
you're rare.
it's for reasons, right. But you know, I felt like they were mine.
Uh-huh.
But however, if the dad has the opportunity, but a lot of times I feel as though they choose not to do the things that they're supposed to.
I understand.
Do. So you have it's
I
like
agree.
Two ways to this sometimes.
I'm just speaking from the male.
I know.
But I agree with you too though.
Right.
I agree with you too,
uh-huh.
though. I definitely agree with you,
you
too.
You know, sometimes they can have it so easy where they like, you know, you have these
knuckleheads.
I don't
want to get them right now. I ain't going to do this weekend.
And a lot of times it's all for their personal reasons.
Exactly.
I don't want to support them because I'm supporting the mom.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you have so many reasons.
You're 100% right. I'm going to sum it up.
And who's suffering in the process?
The child. The child.
Because the child has all this opportunities that he or she is missing out on.
Correct.
Going to a better school,
right.
For one. Being engaged in different activities after school. And being a part of programs, learning how to play the piano. You know, things that's out there.
All of
that. Different communities that kids need to be exposed to.
I agree with that.
If dad would just level up.
Check this out.
From a female point of view.
Look, I get where you're going. I'm just saying, my son wanted to play football. I became the football coach. My son wanted to play basketball. We on two basketball teams this upcoming month. I'm just simply saying that because I'm very instrumental in my child's life. But that's only because I fought for him and I got the opportunity. I'm going to tell you this, Marsha. I got a question for you. I know you the host, but I got a question for you, Marsha. How many households do you think would be two-parent households if the courts were never involved and child support didn't exist?
How many households?
How many black households will actually have families where they have two parents in? How many kids and students in around the world will have actual full-functioning two-parent households if you took the courts out of the equation? Because then you have to work it out. You don't have a choice. You can't get mad one day and be like, I'm running to the courts. You have to actually work it out as an adult.
I don't know. That's a tough question because, I mean, the courts don't necessarily have to be involved, but the relationship,
correct.
It might be hard for them two
correct.
People to actually still,
correct.
You know,
correct.
Get along with each other.
I get that.
So, you know.
So what you think? Maybe half, maybe 10%, 20%,
10%,
quarter, 10%. That's 10%. Look, now you're doing, now mind you, 10%. And you got, I don't know how many million people in the country. I think it's like a quarter million or, I don't know, 300 million. I don't know. 10%. That's probably going to be a really big number, right?
Mm-hmm.
10% more families functioning.
Mm-hmm.
10% more kids getting both of their parents. Now, that's we're talking about just 10%.
Okay.
10%. You see where I'm going with this?
Well, yeah, that makes a difference.
That makes a big difference.
Okay.
I like your shirt, by the way.
I love this shirt. I love it. Trust
Shout out
me,
to
this
Jay.
Is going to be the new shirt that, you know, everyone has that one shirt that
yes.
you constantly. So everybody out there that's listening, you have to go to my Instagram. And I have a shirt that was provided by Shy P.
Humbly
to Shy
Arrogant.
Media. He's family.
Shout out Humbly
R-I-S-E.
Arrogant and Jay. Yes.
Please tell me, what does this stand for? R-I-S-E, Rise. advice?
You know what? I really didn't even have, like, I didn't make it an acronym for it. But I did want to, I wanted to make sure that it stood out.
Uh-huh.
That was my purpose. And shout out to Jay. He's a 16-year-old boy who's an entrepreneur who made these shirts.
That's awesome.
16-year-old. Awesome. Y'all go follow him. Humbly arrogant. Big, big ups to him. And, so I just want to do something different. Now, if you look up some of my YouTube and stuff, Marshall, I'm going to be honest with you. I got a potty mouth on some of my YouTube stuff. But I'm a teacher, and I get older and I'm transitioning. I'm still talking about what I'm talking about, but I have a responsibility as an educator.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Rise was thought about. And if you listen to the song, it's just a piano. I want to do something that I haven't done before. I want to knock myself out of my comfort zone.
You have some, who plays the piano?
The guy name is, I know my engineer, his name is Rob Meffer. He hooked me up with this guy. I was in the studio. I'm be honest with you, Marshall, it wasn't even playing. It just felt good.
Yeah.
And I rolled with it. And he was trying to add some beats and drums. I said, know what?
Yeah.
I want this organic as possible. And the video doing good. You know, Will Mass shot it.
I see you have Bo Deal.
Yeah, Bo. Mm-hmm. My brother Bo Deal was in it, and Will Mass, he shot it. I'm just everything is, I don't know if you understand what I mean when I say when you're doing something and everything fall in place, it lets you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing.
And I see here really the meaning of Rise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a growth.
Yes.
You know, we're growing.
Yes.
We're going somewhere. We're growing somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
I like what we're growing somewhere. I might steal that, Marsh. We're growing. Now we're going somewhere. We're growing somewhere. I like that.
And so what I see here is that you've been making these different transitions in your life, these different stages.
Yes.
I know that you were a rapper, and like you said, you had a potty mouth. I could tell you had the club anthems, you had the club stuff going on, but I see you've kind of graduated from that, you know, just like you've graduated. You're graduating. Now you're in getting your doctorate.
Yes, my EDD.
Yeah.
Not my PhD. So, everybody be like, you getting your PhD? It's an EDD. It's a doctor of education.
Right. So the most important thing here is that you're getting wiser. You're growing. And with time, you've learned that it's about sharing that gift.
Yes.
You know, it's about blessing someone else and not just keeping it to yourself.
Absolutely.
So I've noticed it.
Yes.
I've checked it out.
Thank
and
you.
Honestly, you may be my first hip hop artist or my first rapper.
Oh, wow.
On the podcast.
Thank you.
And I'm very selective.
Okay.
I am.
Thank you.
And I saw that you were positive and you really would fit in the fact that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shypedia is Chicago media for the people, and you learn something, and we want to inspire other people.
Yes.
And I want people to see that, you could be a rapper, but then you can also be a teacher as well, because you're telling a story when you're rapping.
Yes.
And you're out there teaching others, telling the story as well. So, you know, you're doing an awesome job.
Shout out to you, Marsha. I was saying this, but I'm gonna say it again, y'all. I don't know, y'all got, when y'all go back and look at her, she got Leon, who played David Ruffin on The Temptations, one of my favorite movies.
Leon.
Ryan Destiny, who's an actress, and she really doing her thing. Jay Prince from Houston. Arius Spears. Raphael Sadiq. Like, she's really doing her thing. And salute to her, not only for that, but she don't have to bring artists like myself up here. She creating a platform for us to be able to do this. And I just want to let y'all know, I want people to really, really support this right here. Whether I'm on it or not, or whoever's on it, for her to be able to provide this type of a platform. And that's what I'm learning, though, too, Marsha. The most important thing, it ain't always about your talent. It's the platform that you can present your talent on.
Absolutely.
That's the difference between millionaires and people rapping in your local hole in the wall.
Well, it's more to us just sitting here
exactly.
behind a microphone talking about
exactly.
it. You got to be about it.
Yes, you have to be about it. But you know, a lot of people, and that's what I want to say. That's the one thing I want to say. I'm realizing in my life, Marsha, that society is the reason that people are not, you know, fulfilling their obligation of being with it. And when I say that, I say, when you hear a new track from one of these record labels, the new Nicki Minaj, the new Drake, whatever it is, it's societal conditioning. Society realizes that we are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. So they will make a song and they'll put it on the radio. And how many times do you hear that song a day? Maybe 30, 40 times a day. That's because we are creatures.
Brainwash.
I'm going to brainwash you. Mm-hmm. Because mentally, if I got you mentally, I got you.
Yep.
You know, it's just like a guy talking to a girl. If he can make her laugh, make her feel us, I got you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm realizing that right now, at this particular point, it's about training my mind. You know, like I told some of my people that I work with, I said, I'm writing this book. And when I tell people I'm writing this book, or if I tell people I'm doing the song, they say, but you should do this, but you should do that, but you should do it like this. No, that's the way you personally would like to do it.
You know, and you're an educator. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you talk about the youth and you talk about what the gift that God gave you, everyone has a gift.
Yes.
And so when, you know, speaking of society and putting you in the box, when you have these children go to school, you know, they hold them at certain standards. Well, everyone's not great at math, but they may be good at something else, you know. And so that's what's happening in our public school. Don't button your lips.
I gotta have a job, Marsha. That's why I did that. I know my limits.
Well,
I gotta cut.
Well, I'm gonna preach it. I'm gonna speak it and try to preach it.
So many layers to that.
It is.
It's so many layers to that.
I have children, and that's how I learned that each one learn at their own.
Yes.
They develop differently, and they have their own growth as far as educationally.
Yes.
And you can't put them in the box.
Absolutely.
Like,
and also,
because that's tearing a child down.
That's tearing them. Look, this is my overall goal, Marsha. This is my goal in life. This is what Pierre Shai P. Moore wants to do. I want to open up a school for K through 12th graders, all boys, and I want them to be in the inner city. But this is the difference between my school and other schools. I want them to have, from the 8th graders to the 12th graders, I want them to have a campus where they can actually live on campus at the school.
Mm-hmm.
In my first year, I only want to have K through 5th grade. And then we'll matriculate all the way up to 12th grade. But I want to have an on-campus living high school.
So it's like a
it's like a university or college.
Okay.
You just got dorms, but it's at a high school, and it's only for boys. And the reason that I'm doing this, Marsha, is because we have been so devalued, I think, as I think men have been devalued, especially men of color.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, Laquan McDonald and their team is fighting a case for somebody who shot him 16 times. What is there to talk about?
Yeah.
What is there? The only way you feel comfortable doing that is if you don't even value that. You don't even value them as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where
that don't happen in other countries.
There you go. So, like, we fighting for, we're in court, fighting for somebody who got shot 16 times. Like, what is there to, Marsha, what is there to talk about? You shot a boy 16 times. And I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to do it on the flip side, too. As a race, as a culture, we have to be more disciplined as well. You know, blessings to Sandra Bland, Laquan McDonald, Michael Baker, all of those people who it happened to and it shouldn't have happened to. I'm just saying, going forward, we also have to learn from those situations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be not walking towards police. We need to be putting our hands outside of the window. We need to have somebody filming. We need to not give people the opportunity to do anything to us. I'm not saying that people are justified in killing and shooting us.
Well,
that's
a skill that we learn when we're kids.
Correct.
It's not what a person does to you, but how you react.
You react. Exactly. You know? And it's a quote by Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, Warren Buffett, one of the richest, wealthiest people in the world. He said, if you react to everything that a person does to you, he said that person controls you.
Mm-hmm.
True power is in restraint.
Mm-hmm.
And me, when growing up, I was a lightning rod. I used to always get mad. And then whatever somebody say, I react to it. I would get upset or get an attitude. And he said, true power is in restraint. You know, however strong you are, you're going to be judged by that of how you control yourself,
mm-hmm.
how you discipline yourself. And once I saw that, I show all my students that all the time. And that's a code that I live by.
Mm-hmm.
day to day, Marsha.
Everything's not going to work in your favor.
It's not going to.
You know, and you can't just, especially when you get grown, you can do it. You may get away with
it. You may get away with it. Flip it though, Marsha. Now, look, if you come from a drug-infested neighborhood, you ain't been shown no love.
Yeah.
People been shooting. All you know is shooting up your neighborhood. All you seeing every time
you
look on the
news. That's where you come in at. You need more positive black men.
Parents. We can't take it all. We got to be parents first and then the teachers.
You know, it's a generational thing because when you have parents that, you know, I know your mom was 13 when she had you. And she, you know, you have so many situations like that when they're young. It may be a drug, you know, drugs in the family or whatever.
I agree.
You know, it's generational. And therefore, these are kids just.
This is the situation.
So now it takes the whole saying of it. It takes
take
a whole
village. I get it.
Yep. Now we have to show them that it's more than what's the 4-block radius.
Yeah.
You know, it's more to it than that.
My block.
Expose them to other things. Yes. See what it is that they made. Tap into whatever it is, the gift, whatever gift that God gave them. Help them tap into that.
Yes.
You know, let them know that there's something to live for.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing. A lot of them just don't get it.
They think the opposite.
They think the opposite.
They think it's something that they think they're blocks.
Yeah.
And their gangs are something to die for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Listen, my pastor this past Sunday, he preached, you know, you can either, if you ride for Adam, then you die with Adam.
Uh-huh.
If you ride with Jesus, you live for Jesus. So, you know,
I like that. I like that, Marsha. I like that. Look, you better keep on dropping these jewels because I'm going to keep on taking them, too. You know I got a good memory. You saw how
I got a
really quick memory.
I noticed that.
And I'm so thankful for everything, Marsha, that comes in my life, man. So serious. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful as well. Nothing happens by chance,
Nothing happens by chance.
And I was blessed with the opportunity to do this, so why not bless others?
Thank you so much.
What I'm here for. It's my job.
I
appreciate you coming here spitting some words and some verses and just keep on doing what you're doing. You're an educator. Educating them.
And I want to let everybody know it's not easy, man. It's definitely not easy because people want to put you in the box. You're a rapper? Well, you can't be a teacher if you're a rapper. You can't be a rapper if you're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not just a rapper. I'm not just a teacher. I'm a father. I'm a brother. I'm a son.
What
I'm saying? I'm so many things, and I won't let people put me in a box. But Marsha, this is everybody. If you get nothing from this message, don't allow people or society to put you in a box and say what you can or what you cannot do. Go after. If God give you a vision, if he said you're an actress and it looks terrible, because one thing I do want to share is I can share all my accolades, but I was also broke as ever before. I was also jobless before. You understand what I'm saying? Before all this stuff happened, I was jobless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was so many other things that happened in my life that people don't know that I don't always get a chance to share and talk about too. So, you know, no matter if you fail or what, you can't. And that's the thing. I think us is like black people in general, I think we'd be so scared to fail.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be so scared to fail. We'd be like, man, I don't want to do this because this might not work. And that's like a box mind way of thinking.
Well, it's called faith.
Yes.
It's a thing called faith.
And Marsha, you're going to fail at some things.
You have to fail.
That's okay.
You know? And so I was, like I explained to you earlier, I decided to give, I started my own foundation. It's called Interact. Okay? And over the summer, I put together a tennis camp, and I was a tennis player in high school.
Yeah,
I was pretty darn good. So I noticed in my community that there was no tennis programs being offered.
That, yeah.
You know, who plays tennis, right? You know, that's something that
Serena,
us as black
Venus,
people may not think that we can do.
It's
always football, basketball, you know, regular things.
Yeah.
However, tennis, I learned from playing it that there's so many life skills that you learn from it. First, when you walk on the court, you know, you're being read.
Yep.
You know, your presentation,
yes,
it means a whole lot. You're going to lose.
Yes.
That's okay. you know.
Yeah.
You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. You know, so, and also, you know, learn something different.
Yes.
You know, it's not all about the regular basketball, football. But, hey, we could go
Don't eat just chicken.
Right.
Don't just eat fried chicken.
Right. You know.
Try something different.
It's different things.
The Portillo's.
That's right.
Also, though, on that food side, though, too, Marsha, I be in, like, my schools and stuff that I work at. And this puzzles me, Marsha. It's not a good, healthy restaurant within miles.
Oh, yeah. Chicken, all the greasy food. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I know you got another interview.
No, that's cool. That's cool because right after this, we're going to talk to True Star. And this is going to be, once again, great for the youth.
Yes.
And I want everybody to stay tuned.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Shy
thank
P.
Thank you.
Please follow him on Instagram and
CHI_P Music MUSIC. Again, that's my Twitter. That's my Snapchat. That's my Instagram. CHI_PMUSIC. My next event that I got coming up is the Stars Convention. I am the special guest speaker and I'm also performing October the 20th in Bolingbrook. Get at me if you need tickets or if you're trying to come, if you're trying to support. Thank you.
All right. That's it. Nothing else coming up, right?
We got some more stuff lined up. I just don't have the date. So
okay. Okay.
But thank you, though. I keep you in
tune.
Be
sure to follow him so that you can keep up. And once again, thank you so much. This is Shypedia.
Yes. Thank you. Shot,